Hey everyone, welcome back to Mojo Handicrafts, and today I will be reading out my second episode of Homemaker to Entrepreneur. I'm really sorry for joining so late, as I was quite busy with my work, so I could not upload any of my podcasts. So without wasting a single second, let me begin. In the last episode, you must have heard that we had been transferred to Chennai and we shifted to Chennai. So after that, it goes like this. After settling down for a year, I started working again. The first school I joined as a principal was kindergarten, where I learned the tricks of marketing. As it was a new school, the director wanted more students, and she was into marketing and advertising about everything, so that whatever is available in the school, so that she gets more students. So I learned quite a lot from her. I worked for almost a year and learned the maximum I could. As the school was pretty far from my home, I had to look for a school near to my home, because it took almost 1 hour to drive down to the school, and the school was on highway road, so there was a lot of traffic also. Finally, after searching a lot, I found a school near to my house with perfect timing to match my domestic needs. See, when you have your kids, school going kids with you, then you need to devote some time to them also. So that is the reason why I wanted to be in the working hours only till my children were in their own school, so that I should be back by before they come back. So after so many years, I reached the place where I started thinking about the life which I had imagined during my childhood. I was very happy with my job, as kindergarten school needed a lot of crafty work, and you know that I love crafting. This was the place where I made friends and had a lot of fun. As I was very creative and used to make a lot of stuff at home, my school director encouraged me by suggesting me to put up an exhibition in their school of my products, so that when the parents come for the teacher's day, they would see those products and would buy. It sounded so cool to me, but I was not sure about the details, like who will stand at the stall. As being the center head of the school, I probably could not stand there. All my doubts got cleared by her when I queried. That was the first platform I got for my products, my first exhibition. My director was Mallika ma'am. She is a wonderful soul. She always encouraged me and motivated me, and she always motivated her staff also. I'm still friends with her, but I miss those days a lot, when we used to discuss even about our shopping spree apart from official work in the school. I shall always cherish those moments. Though quite younger to me, I met a lady named Shruti, now a very good friend of mine, in that school, and she was a teacher also, who would always appreciate my art. She would always motivate me to do something of my own. She would tell me about one of her friends who was a teacher first, and slowly how she shifted to her own business from teaching profession. I, being a homemaker, became desperate to take that path and work from home. I called up her and took guidance and opened a Facebook page of my own as Handicrafts that time, not as Mojo Handicrafts. But I felt so vulnerable to advertise in the social media. In those days, we were not having that much knowledge of how to go with the advertisement and how to expose everything in social media, because it could be vulnerable, like we were not very perfect in controlling the privacy of our posts. So I had I just opened my work and kept quiet. I did not advertise at all. It was not so easy initially. Even to just post my pictures, I was very scared. I was scared of the public. Though I wanted to have my own business, but was not sure of what to start with. I had many ideas running into my mind, but picking to one any particular idea was not so easy. I was jack of everything, but expert in none. That is what one of my friends told me once, that you you know everything, but you don't have any perfection in anything. So to enhance my skills, I started joining workshops, of course paid ones, not the free workshops, because in paid workshops they give full attention. The first workshop I went for was paper craft. This lady, she taught me different things with craft paper, like paper bags, envelopes and boxes and all. Though I already knew all that, whatever she taught, but still, I enjoyed the few tips she gave. I grasped the techniques of conducting a workshop and I thoroughly enjoyed the workshop. This was the second twist in my life, which led to a planning of taking workshops of whatever I knew. But that was also not easy. The question was, how will I advertise? Now was the time. Advertising is a skill actually. So it was time to advertise, but I could not spend on that advertisement. So it was the time to show the skill of advertising for free, which I had learnt it in my first school, which I told you initially, in Chennai. So from there I learned how to do the free advertising. Chennai has got a very good tradition of publishing things for free, and I really appreciate that. I would like to mention the name of the newspaper where anyone could publish their advertisement, because that might help the newcomers. That is Deccan Chronicle of Adyar Times. Initially, I did not know about it, so I took all my details and my wallet to search for the office of publisher to advertise. Now everything is being done online, but in those days, you had to go personally. Nothing was online. So I just drove through the lanes and stopped near audio and stopped through autowalas to ask the address, which I had grabbed from the newspaper. And finally I found the place and entered the office. And what happened after that, that I'm going to tell in my next episode. So stay tuned. Till then, stay safe and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.